and welcome to the new
Love Talk Radio.
Good evening and greetings, and welcome to the New Africa Business Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host tonight, Abdulaziz Shaheed, and we have my co-host here tonight, Bilal Masadiq Bynum.
Good evening.
Also, we have our Baltimore business host, also Mrs. Janine Muhammad, be available. All right, if you can hold on a minute, we will continue with the show momentarily. Investors to make an investment together that we're going to make work for us as well as work for the community and employ, hopefully, a number of African-Americans as well as give our African-American people, some of them, an opportunity to learn how to manage and run a business and move on to our next franchise or investment. But this is what we're talking about tonight. And if we have any listeners or callers out there that have anything to say or let us know about being interested in investing in a franchise, please call us and let us know. And that call-in number would be area code 202-288-5660 from Brother Bilal Bynum. Mine would be 202-903-7278 for Abdulaziz Shaheed. And our guest call, our national number to call into us tonight, if you have anything to say about it, would be area code, it'd be 657-383-1372. If you have any information you want to share with us or would just like to talk about investing in franchises as a group, please call us at 657-383-1372. Brother Bilal, you have some discussions that you've had with other members of in the Washington, D.C. community and other members of our association about investments. And is there anything that is in the incubator right now? Are we thinking about investing? Or what's the what are the plans for the new Africa Business Association of the Washington, D.C. chapter?
New Africa Business Association for the Washington metropolitan area. Thanks for asking me, Brother Aziz. But as you know, our objective is to become vested as a community, and by becoming vested, we can now invest into businesses jointly. In other words, like Brother Aziz was saying, hit the blue. Like Brother Aziz was just saying, we can, by investing as a community or by investing, or looking for the 100 investors that we are talking about, take it to the red. And looking for the 100 investors that we're talking
and
about.
Calling. We see we have a caller on board.
Yes, we have a
welcome,
call.
Welcome to the New Africa Association Blog Radio. Have anything to call?
Okay, continuing with what we were saying as far as the New Africa Business Association and our objective, we're looking to start off more or less with 100 investors. The 100 investors that we are talking about, like Brother Aziz was saying, rather than buying a new car, you may want to join us and put down the down payment that you would put down on a new car, put down along with us, and by having 100 investors, we're hoping to have the type of revenue, the type of capital that would enable us to go into, and in this case, we selected franchise investments. Most of you received information on our franchise and investments, and along with the information, we sent you an attachment showing all the different franchises that we will be able to get into. Once we have the 100 investors and each one of us put up our investment, and in this case we are saying $3,000. But if you look at the investment proposals that were sent out, and we sent out more than 500 suggested businesses, you will see that we can. It will enable us to go into just just about any type of businesses that you would see in any given community. I say any given community because, like, we know that when it comes to the African-American community, we do not have these businesses located directly in our communities. They are close to our communities. They are close to our communities for a purpose because they do want our monies, but they don't necessarily want to be our neighbors. So we're suggesting that rather than continuing to be consumers to just about everyone in the entire world who comes to America, we are now talking about being business entrepreneurs. And we know by being an entrepreneur in this country, it can be quite expensive, and it could be taking on a risk that the average person just may not want to find themselves into. But collectively, when you go together, you can see that as an individual, your risk is put on all of us. It's not just one person. But then, too, the monies that's being made is a return to all of us. And like I've said many, many times, if you looked at the financial picture of the African-American community, you'll see that it's a community that has an income growth, a pretty high income growth, and a consumer spendings, again, a pretty high consumer spendings. Last year's fiscal tells us as a nation that we spent over $1 trillion, again, into these markets that are close to our communities, but not necessarily right in the communities. So New Africa Business Association, along with the National Business Association, and since we're on the subject of the National Business Association, New Africa Business Association of Washington Metropolitan Area is we represent the Washington Metropolitan Area, but the same action that we're doing here in Washington are the same promotions that we're doing here in Washington, in the Baltimore area. We're doing the same thing all over the United States. The New Africa Business Association is a subsidiary of the National Business Association, which is called the National Muslims Business Council. And collectively, we are all working on a local state basis and a national basis. And once a year, we all get together and we display our business showcase. And that will be going on. And Brother Aziz, you have information on the showcase and when that will be going on. You may want to share that information, or would you share that information with the audience?
Yes, May 5th through the 7th of this year, 2017, in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, National Muslim Business Association and Council, of course, with the New Africa Business Association, will have a trade show in North Carolina, in Raleigh-Durham. And you can find out more information about that at area code 704-201-1353 or dial 1-888-776-9908. Now, at this show, there will be featured, we will have a culture night, and we will have entertainment. But the main thing we will be doing there is networking. We'll have different business networking. We'll have exhibitors there with the trade show. They'll be buying, selling, and trading. We'll have empowerment seminars with special guest speakers and workshops that will give you information on how to get funding, how to do marketing for your businesses, how to go after government contracts, starting your own businesses. And also, we will also have an entertainment night again, and we'll have an award banquet. So if you're interested in coming to this trade show and doing some networking and finding out about other businesses that you may be interested in or that you would like to participate with, then please participate and give us a call at 1-888-776-9908 or area code 704-201-1353. We also have an email site to go to and get all that information also, and that is www.nationalmbc.org. That's www.nationalmbc.org. And that is featuring our trade show that's coming up that will allow a number of members of the community to see other business people that have businesses that you may be wanting to invest in, or also we'll be having seminars on different franchises as we're talking about on our show tonight.
And many of these franchises, brothers and sisters, like I said, we sent out a listing that showed about 500 different franchises. But when you come to our national business show down in North Carolina, you'll find that there are many franchises being offered by our own kind. Several different restaurants that I know that own restaurants and other major products, and their businesses are in, it's more or less national. They have them in different states here in the United States, and they have places overseas, and they also are looking to expand on out their franchise ownership. And like you said, a lot of the financing that, of course, you know, is most particular about usury and how we help with financing, a lot of that information will be shared. Also, this is open mic. We don't want to take up all the information here. So those of you who like to share on this, our conversation, or if you have comments that you would like, our call-in number is 657-383-1372. I see that we have callers on the line. First caller, you don't have to click nothing. A caller, you're on the line. Would you like to say hello? Hello, caller?
Okay. Hello,
caller?
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can. Go right ahead.
Oh. Okay. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. I didn't know I was on the line here.
Brother.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just taking in the information. I'm mainly concerned with real estate investments, so I'm, you know, particularly concerned with financing. You know, as you say, the usury is an issue. So, you know, trying to locate different groups who are financing projects, and, you know, real estate and construction, what have you.
Well, brother, like I said, and we're glad to have your call. Give me your name and name of your business, or any information you'd like to share on your business.
Yes, sir. My name is Tariq Rushdan. I am a real estate appraiser. So, you know, I'm trying to network with others inside the industry, you know, any tax attorneys, CPAs, guys inside of the financial services industry who could be of service or who may need an appraiser.
Again, then, welcome to the Business Association. What you are joining is just what you are prescribing. Those who make up the Business Association, including myself and Brother I.C., are professional, and most of us are retired by now. We simply doing running this business association because we know the need of we also know the need. We also know the wealth of our own business, because everybody on our board has ran their own businesses. And speaking of the members of our board of directors, Myself, I am a financial planner of more than 40 years, which means that I've studied in the fields of banking, insurance, and securities. But we also have the president of our association is a state attorney, and she deals with estate planning, such as probate and other information that you would have to have as far as the estate planning. Also, we have a CPA who is on our board. She's also one of the vice presidents of the Business Association, Ms. Tina Baker. Ms. Baker is a CPA, MBA CPA, over 30 years of experience, and also, like you said, information you may need incorporating a business, setting up your business, setting up your taxation. That's your reason for being a member of the New Africa Business Association is that you are associated with many, many business professionals who can help us all. We work together collectively to try to make the business association and the business community a successful entity. And so, again, as you see, our objective is not to go out and try to say we're out to make money as far as our personal businesses, because, again, we started this business association. We're financing it. And like we said, we want to introduce business folks like yourself, brother. We want you to become involved.
Yes.
Because all of us collectively together, there's no way we can fail. So, again, my sharing my expertise with you, you sharing your expertise with me, and doing this at a cost as to where we can all continue to survive as a business person, but at the same time can help the community to grow. And and sometimes, like you said, you may find that you save yourself a lot of money because you are associated with many, many business associates. We also do our networking. Some of the questions you were asking, and this is what we do. Yes, when you think you have an idea or you have a business, ongoing business, and you want to grow your business, you want to take on investors, we ask you to come to our Lunch and Learn networks, where we will have invited investors and different entrepreneurs to these lunches, and everyone is speaking of what their business is doing and what type of deals the owners are willing to make as far as invest growth jointly. So you definitely have called into the right station. We definitely enjoy your participation. We're going to ask you to we're on until about 8 o'clock. We ask you to spread the word. We're the New Africa Business Association. We're planning on being on every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and this is no short-term endeavors. The New Africa Business Association has been around there ever since 1995. It was started by our late beloved Imam W.D. Muhammad, and again, we're a national business association, New Africa Business Association of Washington metropolitan area. We run the Washington-Baltimore area along with Jennifer Muhammad. She's the representative over in Baltimore. She's very busy, but Ms. Muhammad may get a chance to call in and tell us what's going on over in the Baltimore area. But we're trying to build businesses in both of these areas collectively. So, again, brother, we certainly enjoy your call-ins and anyone else who wish to call in, and we enjoy your participation. Thank you for calling in, and I think Brother Aziz wants to have several questions for your statements.
Yes, Brother, some Lego. Your first name was, Brother?
It was Tariq.
Oh, Tariq. Okay.
Yes.
What I was going to ask you was, Brother, if you wanted to share a number and an email or one or the other that we could as we, you know, tell our supporters or businesses that have called in, we could give you your name, what you do, real estate appraiser, and give a number or email address you'd like to contact, because we're going to be reading off every week, you know, the people, the businesses that call in that are supporting us, that are part of this. And support for us right now is just calling in, letting us know about your business so we can let people know, and we're going around trying to attract other businesses to participate also, where we can get them, you know, to tell, come on and tell us what they're about like you're doing. And hopefully every certain time period we can get together and all the businesses can do some networking and perhaps, you know, increase business in our community, African-American community, and we're including Muslims, Christians, Jews, whatever our people's preference is, we're interested in uplifting African-Americans in business and getting out there and letting our people, you know, turn some of that money back into where they're investing in other businesses to enrich in our community, because the amount of money that we spend, in actuality, if there was a known way for us to pool all those funds together, we all literally wouldn't have to work. We'd be that wealthy, but we give all that wealth to others. We share that wealth with others now, so we're trying to get some of that wealth back and circulate it in our community, Brother Tariq. And,
yes, sir, it was definitely community focused.
Yes, yes. Would you be any kin to Brother Hakeem Rushdon?
Yes. Yes,
you know,
because
he's a businessman that I've known around for a good while. We're very good brothers, friends. You know, we've been knowing each other way back when, in the days of the Nation of Islam and that. And Brother Hakeem has always been a business brother. So, alhamdulillah, you got a good teacher. Got a real
good teacher.
And was very elated and when his bookstore was open. I lived over in Oxon Hill where he had the bookstore, and I bought as many books as I could without, you know, triplicating them, you know. Wanted to let them do some books to others, and you know, it was a good place and a good thing to have over there in the community. So
yes, sir. I mean, we definitely need something like that. Back inside of the county.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you brothers brought up the Nation of Islam, because, again, that's what we're trying to really get back. Again, during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him and grant him into our paradise, but during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we had more businesses during that time existing in the United States more than any other time in our history was during the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that's what we're trying to get. That's what we're going to get back is what we started. And we're going to get it back. I don't know if you heard the report. The national president of the National Business Association came on last week. He was one of our main speakers, and he was reminding us about some of the statistics that he had picked up as far as our consumer spendings as a nation, as an African-American nation. And I don't know if you realize it, brother, but that last year's of spendings was over $1 trillion that came from our community. Can you believe
that? Yeah, I was not familiar with that report. But I do believe that those numbers are accurate. Brother, I wanted to leave my email address with you because I actually am at another meeting. So let me leave my email address. It's tarik@rushdan.com, tarik@rushdan.com. Like I said, I'm a real estate appraiser. I actually have an opportunity for a contractor, for general contractors. So I urge all general contractors to drop me a line, leave a message if you can at the email. So, like you said, we can get this thing started here and always with the community focus.
Brother, just before you go, let me just ask one question as far as the appraiser. Do you also train appraisers?
No, I'm not in the position to train yet. I'm in training myself.
Okay.
So, you know, that's why I am with it. If anyone has an opportunity for me in a commercial capacity, I'll be open to that as well. So, if we all sat down and be able to talk about some things and network, I'm pretty sure some opportunities will come about.
Well, we're going to put you definitely. We have your email. You will go on our email list, and everybody that's on that email list is informed every week of all of our activities. And of course, we ask you to come on and participate on the radio show, participate on any of these programs we can as to where we can promote you and you can help to sponsor us. Brother Rustine, thank you so much. You'll be hearing from us. I think Brother Aziz wants to close or give you the greetings just before you go.
Yes, Brother Tariq. That's Tariq@rushdown.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great, bro. I just want to, double check, triple check, make sure before you go, so I don't, misguide anyone. We thank you for calling, my brother. Thank you very much.
Nice, some love and spread the word for us, brother. You'll be hearing from us.
We'll do.
That's what I'm going to
Yes, sir.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So, again, all those who wish to participate, those of you who wish to participate in our program, this is what it's all about. We want to be able to inform our communities where our African American businesses are located. You know, some may get a little deterred with us, Brother Aziz. When you start talking about one group or your own ethnicity or something like that, for some reason it look like it disturbs certain individuals, but when you're out here consuming $1 trillion and our unemployment is, especially with our young males, is as high as it is, and the United States unemployment percentage right now is as low as 4%. But African-American black men, the unemployment rate is still as high as 40%. I don't know how in the world as a nation you can account for that. As a matter of fact, I don't even think we are accounted for, because when I hear figures like that, the unemployment rate is 4%. But I look at the brothers and sisters, especially the brothers, and you see the unemployment rate is 40%.
Mm-hmm.
You start wondering, when did the account, or when are we a part of that accounting? Or when are we a part of the hiring equation?
None of those numbers are ever given accurately or truthfully.
Oh, I think they're true. I think they're 4%.
In terms of our unemployment rate.
Yeah.
I think we're more like in the 30s for unemployed.
And we are. As far as African-American males, it's probably 30 or higher, but I'm saying The national unemployment rate that just came out.
Oh, for the country, everybody.
For the country, for everybody, is 4%. And I'm saying, how in the world can you have a national unemployment rate of 4% and African Americans, males, 40%? It seems like somebody's excluded from the accounting of the production, on the production end of America anyway. I'm saying that to say, brothers and sisters, consumer spending of over $1 trillion and having to deal with the situation that we deal with here in the United States, and which is called racial discrimination. I mean, I don't know no better way of putting it other than saying our biggest problem in this country is economics.
Yes.
is economics. Always have been.
Ever since the slave was freed.
And it always will be. Economics. And the way you sow, the way that you turn around and get your true independence is dealing with your own group, spending monies in your own group, and then go on the outside.
Yes.
And start. But when I heard, I knew the figures was always high. I didn't keep up with too many of the statistics of our consumer spendings in 2016, but I know 2015 and below, I kept those statistics every year because being in financial planning. But now that I've retired, I sort of don't look into those things as much as I still should have. But, brother, this year's spending of $1 trillion consumer spending, that got me back out here advocating, African Americans, please, whatever you do, become a vested community. Become a vested community and spend in your dollars. We're going to be back after a small break from one of our sponsors who sponsors our radio show. We'll be right back. Click on the blue.
Natural skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bynumandassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
Along with myself, Bilal Masadiq Bynum.
And our show tonight is about top franchises, investing as a group of a community in franchises. Brother Bilal, you know, as we were talking earlier and with our call in participant, Brother Rushton, I was thinking about, you know, in buying and getting a franchise in the African American community or putting businesses in the African American community, businesses aren't put there by half chance. They're put there based on reasons. And I think there's a science to what businesses are put in the black communities on a higher level. Not talking about these mom and pop stores or little carryouts. We're talking about other businesses where you know blacks are going to come in and spend their money big. And I don't know if, you know, we need to look into that also. Is there a science behind putting black businesses in the black community? Because it's something that we never think about, but we see the businesses all around us. And sometimes they're not businesses that we actually need, but they're there. And somebody knows something about the science about selling to blacks or African Americans that we don't know about. And we need to know that about ourselves. There are certain things that we know about ourselves, what we don't know about ourselves when it comes to being consumers. We know we eat a lot, and we spend our monies on a lot of things that we don't need. You know, matter of fact, you know, we spend our monies on Nikes instead of another tennis shoe that's just as good. We spend a lot of money on names that don't do us any good. So in businesses, in things that we want to look at in franchising, let's say, just knowing that alone, we know that an athletic shop that sells all this sports stuff, that's not a bad business to go into, because in our community, you see the youngins out there with all the latest new tennises, Reeboks, Nike clothing, Adidas clothing, Fila clothing and shoes. So, you know, I do believe, Brother Bilal, that there's a science into that. And I don't know, what's your take on that, brother?
Brother Aziz, when you say, is there a science to the African-American marketing or the African-American products, rather than going into it as a scientist, or I take it in terms of a scientist, as a financial planner, I look at it as, is it ethical? Is it ethical? That's the science. And then when I start talking about is it ethical,
I understand.
I start looking at the facts that, you see, when you start talking about African-American spendings, and we think we can recognize the product that an African-American would want to buy, as a person who is going into business, I would say that one of the, was one of the biggest mistakes that probably can be made as far as trying to figure out what is the best business to put into the African-American community. I would say this. I would say when you have a community, there's about 40,000, about 40 million of us nationwide, and you have a community that's spending over $1 trillion, more than any African-American or any country in the world who can go by or say that we have something to do with African or African society or what have you, or something other than the Caucasian society. The African-American spending over $1 trillion in consumer spending is indication enough to me as a investor who would want to put his money somewhere where it has a good chance of making money. And I see a situation where a community, our nation, is spending $1 trillion. And there are 99% consumers, making them 99% consumers, which means that if you look at the percentages of African Americans in business and spending over $1 trillion, we're talking about maybe 1%. So the rest of the African Americans don't know each other when it comes to business. African Americans have no. So if I don't know you, and you just don't exist, and that's the situation in our communities. I would say when you have. That's why as the African American Association, we're advocating to not only start business collectively as African American, but start the businesses right in your communities all over this country. You can go to any African-American community, I don't care where you go, north or south, and try to find the products from an African-American or the services from an African-American that you would like to have. You're willing to pay for it, but African-Americans can't find it amongst each other because we don't know where it's located. And we say we're 99% consumers, which means only around 1% of us are in business. Chances are we will never find each other. So, but I am saying the opportunities are. So as far as being a scientist, don't go through all of that mental stress. No, look at the picture itself and say that if I had whatever, and I keep going by the franchise businesses, because even when you was making your description, the businesses that you were naming, and even you, and here we are on this radio station talking about African American businesses, but even you in your description of the different businesses that you think would be, did you notice all of them was white?
Yes.
Did you notice you couldn't name that one African American businesses that you would suggest that, because again, we, when it comes to business, we just do not exist.
Right.
But as tough as that may sound,
right,
it's a great big advantage to that. Again, remember that what that $1 trillion consumer spending is the black dollar. The black dollar is coming from black folks, which means we can direct that dollar any way we want to. It's a matter of do we want to. So that's the direction of the New Africa Business Association, and the National Business Association is trying to take, and we're really trying to do it. We, and no sense in making any bones about it. Our message is more or less to our Christian brothers and sisters than it is to Muslims. Like I said, we as Muslims, we for almost 100 years, the honor be Elijah Muhammad, and those that followed him, Muhammad Ali. We know the names. Malcolm. We know who they. Imam W.D. Muhammad. We over 100 years, we've had, as far as the leadership of this country, yes. Those who they call black Muslims, you can see now the importance of that movement over almost 100 years, because even right now our president is talking about, I ain't want no Muslims in the United States.
He's got a list of countries that he's banned entrance.
But again, he can pay what he want to pay.
Executive
white folks did not make us Muslims. They did everything they could to keep us from being Muslim. Almighty God made us Muslims, and we're going to continue to be Muslims. So it's going to just simply be that way. And the only thing we can say is alhamdulillah, just shake it. Continue to again, I lost my concentration because I saw what was having a technical problem, but I think we should be finished that. But like I said, the motivation is our motivation is the example of our motivation is our example of having that large consumer spending and being able to take over and own the markets ourselves. But as far as our business, our spending activity, we're already spending the funds that we already are spending the type of consumer spending. We're already doing it, so it's just a matter of turning that around. It's what we're trying to do, and saying, put the businesses right in our community. Put the businesses in our community, and by doing it collectively, we can start putting businesses in. And this 100 investors that we're looking for is more or less. Is the same message that's being sent throughout the country. All of our different local associations that are associated with the National Association, we all are saying the same thing. Let's come together and build businesses directly in our communities. So, Brother Aziz, I don't think you, like I said, I don't think we have to think in terms of science. I think we have to think in terms of, is it ethical? Does it make good sense for men? When I say me, I'm talking about the community, I'm talking about the nation, I'm talking about all of us. So does it make good sense for us to become vested and start businesses together? Let me ask you something, and please, Brother Aziz, let's explain to the audience. When we talk about 100 investors and everybody putting up the percentage that we're talking about, each one of us invested into in order to start our first business, we want to make certain that any of our listeners do not send in any monies, or be prepared to send any monies to the New Africa Business Association. We're not asking for one dime to be sent to the New Africa Business Association. No, we're only looking for commitments, just like Brother Rustine just hung up, and many of the brothers and sisters who have called in on the programs within the last few weeks or months. We're only asking for the commitment to those who wish to join this venture and to start businesses in our community, whether they're franchise or turnkey businesses, or whether they are businesses that we create ourselves. We're only asking for you to commit yourself to what we're trying to do. And the way you do that is just simply by coming in and joining the business association. And we will set up our own personal business meeting as to where we will start talking about funds and how we allocate our funds collectively. But at no time will we be talking about you sending any monies, because we know we would have those out there that are fraudulent. So please don't fall for anything fraudulent saying someone saying the New Africa Business Association is trying to collect it. We don't want you to send New Africa Business Association not one dime. But we will say that if you are interested in joining what we're trying to do, that the 100 investors and having a certain amount of revenue, and we like to make our first proactive move in being in business, we're looking to around June. We're giving everyone, many of us, as you know, like yourself and I, we've already said we're ready to write a check today to this special movement. But many are not in the position to move as instant as maybe some of us are. But yeah, giving everybody a chance to go into this direction and to move with us, we are saying that start saving your own funds. And hopefully by June, you should have the down payment on whatever you was going to put on a new car. You should have enough money now to join our investments movement. And and once you do put down your entry fee of we make no bones about it, we're looking for about $3,000 per investor. This has been collected. Once we are incorporated as a business entity, then that's when we will be deciding on the types of businesses that we would be going into. But right now it's just a matter of, do you think it's worth it? Or more or less what we're saying is that I think many of us would say, yes, it's worth it to be in business. But one of the holdbacks that I see as far as African-Americans getting in business is the cost. And so that's why I'm saying, rather than try to take this particular move by yourself, maybe you'll see where together, collectively, we can definitely do it. And the whole thing, I guess, goes back to where our slogan, our simple slogan, and you know what that is, what one can do,
anything,
the many of us show enough can. So, Brother Aziz, we are coming to our next conclusion of tonight's show. We got about 5 more minutes, so I'm going to turn it back over to you. But that's what, as far as that science part or what science, no, there's nothing that we have to study here other than looking at the example of all of those who do come into our communities. Tomorrow, when you wake up, and those of you in the community, look around you and look at how many businesses are right in our communities, but we don't own none of them. But they're directly right here in our community. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you know, if you look at some of the more expensive stores, they're not in our community. The stores that sell the Gucci's, the stores that sell the Fila's, the Coach bags, or all of these items that are called, you know, high price, they don't have them here. We don't have the Macy's stores in our community. No Macy's, no big stores that sell. So there is a difference in a number of businesses that come in our community because, like I say, the big stores that sell the high dollar lines, the Rolexes, that sell the jewelers, the big jewelers, jewelry stores and things like that, you don't find them in our communities. You find more things that are trivial. You want to get the high dollar items, furniture, clothing, or whatever, you go into the other communities. And in our communities, you don't have much. So, you know, I'd like to go ahead on and state that, you know, we thank everyone that has participated in the show today. And again, this is the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. And we come on every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your host on that show is Abdul Aziz Shaheed and Bilal Masadiq Bynum. Norm, this is my first night of being the host. Normally, Brother Bilal Masadiq Bynum is the host. Our other host, Sister Janine Muhammad from Baltimore, was busy tonight, wasn't with us, but we, you know, pray all is well, and she's definitely an important part of this Blog Talk Radio show. So, again, we'd like to thank all the people that participated in our show.
And, again, we look forward to your being right back with us next week. We're going to ask you to...
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people a better day is coming for you and for me. With just a little bit more education and love for our nation, would make a better society. Now,
Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you had your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation,
would make a better society.
And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers?
Then you can have hosts, you can have four of us all on that direct line together like we are here.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have 550 to call in.
That'd be fantastic. We can do that. When we get to that point, 550 calling in.
Now, when we're taking